Hi in the world, I'm John Batchelor. Conrad Black, writing at the National Post, a distinguished biographer, helping me to understand Canadian politics today, right now. We go to the province of Manitoba, which has as its center Winnipeg, the city of Winnipeg. And what I'm learning is the election just concluded these last hours has brought forth a new face in Manitoba politics and perhaps in all of Canadian politics. He is an Indigenous person who has had a troubled background and has now emerged, Wab Kinew is his name, as the leader of Manitoba, defeating the present premier, Heather Stephenson, who, to my reading of the press, made no large mistakes, has been a worthy servant of the people, was not defeated by a great number, and yet, a very good evening to you, Conrad. Your most recent column recommended returning Premier Stephenson to the office. That did not happen. It was a close vote. Now an Indigenous person is the leader of this province. You tell me that Manitoba, like other provinces, has a great deal of power on its own. Is that correct? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. Well, the provinces in Canada have more power than American states because it was originally a confederation. You know, the provinces existed, and then they created the federal government. And but they retained an equal right in direct taxes, such as personal and corporate income taxes. And that's a greater right than your states possess. And also, as a matter of jurisdiction, the provinces have authority over property and civil rights. So obviously the federal government prints the currency and conducts foreign policy and maintains the armed forces. But in a lot of other areas, the provinces are more important than the federal government. So in that sense, they have a higher jurisdiction than your states do. But they're only 10 of them. Of course, we only have 40 million people here, but because they're not so many, that adds to their power, too. And the substantial majority of the population of the country is in the two provinces of Ontario and Quebec. So it's a different setup. But everything you just said is right. And this new incoming Premier Kinew is not only a native person. He cleaned it up a bit during the campaign, but in his past, he's been very socialistic, and he's a rather militant native person. Now, he had a controversial legal past, but in fairness to him, he appears to have completely given up alcohol a long time ago. So he deserves the admiration for someone who had that problem and put an end to it. But prior to that, he had some tendencies to violence. But given that he has not had any alcoholic beverages for many years, I think we all overlook that, as should be done. But he is well to the left and quite a militant native and an advocate of concessions for the native people. And there is a considerable body of opinion in this country that feels that we've made enough concessions to them. Everyone wants to make amends for any past grievances that they have, and they do have some legitimate grievances, certainly. But, you know, we've set aside literally billions of dollars for a population that can be generously estimated at about 1.5 million. So, you know, as a country, we're doing our best for them. But the election to this position, province in the middle of Canada, of a native person and a very outspoken one, adds a fair bit of controversy, I would say.
What I want to learn is what this means for the New Democratic Party, because it was in authority for many years, you report in your column, from the late 20th century until 2016, when they lost their power momentarily. But the NDP has been in the news, Conrad, often here, because the leader of the NDP has been in the past outspoken in support of the separatist movement that are associated with the Sikhs who've migrated to Canada and are now Canadian citizens. Most recently, though, the great controversy over the prime minister accusing the Indian government of murdering a Sikh Canadian citizen in a parking lot in June has led me to read much about the Sikhs, their migration and their success, but also about the NDP. The NDP is in minority government with Justin Trudeau. What is the NDP's progress? What is its policy generally, and in Manitoba, what can we anticipate of this new premier?
Yeah, well, first of all, the provincial leaders of parties aren't necessarily bound to associate with the federal leader. Not all of this incoming Premier Manitoba's views on federal matters are well known. We're in danger of confusing some listeners between India, the country in Southern Asia, and the Indians in Manitoba, the North American Indians. But you're absolutely right in what you say. Jagmeet Singh is the leader of the federal New Democrats and is propping up the Liberal government of Justin Trudeau. And he has been an outspoken supporter of that separatist movement in India. I wouldn't want any of your listeners to think that he's trying to promote a separate Sikh state in Canada. It's supposed to be in India, where, as I understand it, the Sikhs in India don't agree with this. It's an idea promoted by the Sikhs of Canada, who are only about 500,000 people, and there are more than 30 million Sikhs in India who don't want an independent state, a separate state. So it's a very confused business. But you're absolutely right that the federal New Democratic leader has been outspoken in those areas, and it's only recently, in the last several years, that his own parliamentary party has, in effect, forced him to be more moderate on those issues. My guess is that the incoming premier of Manitoba will govern somewhat to the left and will make Manitoba a champion of North American Indian causes. Manitoba has no standing whatever to get involved in this country's problems with India.
Is this a plus for the NDP, though, to win the Manitoba premiership?
I wouldn't say that. I think it was really a vote against the former premier. Heather Stevenson did her best and did well and almost won, but the former premier Pallister was an eccentric, and he quit because he really was unpopular. And I think they're still voting against him. So I think you get a special issue there. But I would say that's a singular situation that can't easily be projected federally. As of now, the Conservatives are leading very substantially in the polls across the country, and the NDP, Jagmeet Singh's party, is not doing well. He's not a particularly accessible leader to most Canadians, not because of his ethnic group, just because of some of the positions he takes.
I enjoy so much, Conrad, you teaching me Canadian politics. You know I've been reading your book on Canadian history. Whenever you bring up a new subject, we're jumping into the politics of the 21st century. Conrad Black, writing at the National Post, congratulations to the new premier of Manitoba, Mr. Kinew, and congratulations to Manitoba. Any election these days that goes on without trouble is a good election. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.